literally start immediately. A wing my whip. I can start immediately. A wing my whip. How you like that, dude?
A wing my whip. We on.
I think whoever it was, my friend or cousin, or I don't think it was me. I think it was my friend or cousin. Whoever filled the teacher's water bottle up in the toilet, that was a genuine, like, and she sipped, dude, she sipped it. It was like, she's like, this tastes weird, dude. The whole class is just like, oh.
God, yeah, as a teacher, that when the whole class laughs after you're like, this tastes weird, it must be like, oh my God.
She was so,
what could this be?
She was so dumb. She was like, you guys are weird.
No, oh, yeah,
she
was so dumb. No, there's in Catholic school, there are some full retards teaching classes. Okay. Legit fucking morons teaching.
This lady tried to get us to read Les Miserables, and then, like, we'd have to do, like, out loud reading, and everyone's like, this book's boring. We're not reading it. No, everyone refused to read it. She tried reading it and just, like, she gave up. She couldn't. She started doing it. It was really funny. I remember. So she was like this big. She was like a bigger lady. Like, it's like she loved the fucking Flyers. She rigged a field trip so that we could go to Flyers. Yeah, this
you
lady.
Told me about this lady.
Big husky lady. I remember.
I told you this too when we talked. We had a big husky lady that loved the Hershey Bears, dude. She loved hockey.
Yeah,
she loved AHL hockey.
It's so weird.
Big studs loved the NHL, dude.
Yeah, dude. They loved getting it's like a goalie ice. Trapped in like a lady's body. They just slowly have no choice but to bulk up. They just want to get on the ice. Dude, she. What the fuck did she do? Yeah, she brought us there to do that. I don't even remember what the fuck I was talking about.
But she brought you to the NHL. She brought you to a Flyers game.
She brought us to the Flyers game. Yeah. So then, like, no one ever met her husband. And, dude, as a little kid, it was the weirdest thing. I was like, dude, I bet you her husband's skinny as fuck and has a mustache. I was in eighth grade. Called it on the fucking spot, dude. Husband showed up, skinny dude with a mustache. And everyone's like, how the fuck did you know that? And I was like, I don't know.
I don't know.
No. I just got got a hold of this lady for a year. And she, every time she mentioned her husband, I just pictured like a skinny Kenny's dad, basically, from South Park.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, that's definitely what her husband looks like. And I was right. And I was like, holy fuck, that's crazy.
That's a fetish stash.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's like in that time period, especially when we were kids. Well, I mean, like, because I'm a little older than.
Oh, you're saying, like, that was kind
like,
of.
It was like because it's hard. It's hard to talk to a fat chick and let her know that you're actually into her. You would have that mustache.
Yeah, especially as a white. You know,
yeah, it provides context. Yeah, exactly.
As a honky,
exactly.
That's tough.
As a honky, you're saying in order to get some fats, you needed to have a stash.
Still to this something. Day, you got to have a stash or something.
Or some sort of flash,
like a weird posture.
It's like a trucker peacock.
Yeah,
that's like a flag to be like, I'm slightly sexually deviant in the 80s.
I mean,
I could get with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, mustache was either you're gay or, yeah, you're something.
100%.
Mustache used to be you're gay.
True.
I was saying
that's nice to have like a little Coke filter underneath your nose.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Freddie Mercury. When you were talking about Asian dads doing the beard thing, no dads had beards.
No.
Beards were gay back then.
No, yeah, you didn't have that.
Now everybody's
gay. If in the 70s, if you had a ponytail, people assumed you were carrying a weapon.
True, you have an Uzi.
Yeah, if you had a ponytail in the 70s, like, the whole town would, like, gather around and talk about you. Like, we need to do something about this motherfucker, dude. If you had a long beard, well, that's because, like, they came from the 60s, and all the hippies had beards and hair. So as a dude, if, like, you were, like, trying to be a straight-laced normal dude, you were just, like, crew cut, no facial hair for a long time.
True, if your dad had a beard, he was probably a pussy.
Yeah,
he was probably
fair
a
to say.
Yeah.
Fair to say.
They kept it.
Yeah, it was fair. They didn't do like the beard mask. Now
they
there's
didn't
a
do
big
the beard
like
with like this tattooed.
There's
sleeves.
A big masculinity thing where it's like, I'm a man. I have a beard.
I go to a barber.
Yeah, it's like, okay. I go to the same lady who cuts my hair for 14
bucks.
I buy
leather goods online. I have a leather satchel.
Yeah, dude. Well, that's like dudes trying to be men through like consumerist.
I go to the axe throwing place in Philly. I throw hatchets.
Well, that's dudes now buying their masculinity back.
Sad.
Well, it's pussies trying to buy into masculinity.
Yeah, it's like because
you know, like all the people Shane used to bully in high school are now making all the rules and shit for society.
True.
So they're like, well, we get to be men too. How do we do it? And they're like,
throw axes.
Yeah, it's like, what's more manly than throwing axes? You know,
that's kind of lame.
True. All my friends that were cool in high school don't have beards. Interesting.
How many of them throw axes on a regular basis?
They would be furious if I told them that was even an activity.
No one ever talks about this, but I remember there was...
You black out in golf every weekend. That's it. Nobody... They're all getting fat, which is hilarious.
That's fantastic news.
Dude, if you played sports, you are fat now.
Oh, for sure.
If you live in that town.
Because you use your body, you're done with it.
Yeah, it's over. I got to golf and black out on the weekends and go to work. Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude, the...
By the way, we have plenty of bearded listeners. This isn't a shot at you, dude. You're obviously the man if you're listening to this.
Yeah, you're obviously sick, dude.
You're obviously sick,
dude. Oh, yeah, beards now are different.
Beards now are like, yeah, but there is that, like, I was, you know, if you're in Fishtown, go through there, it's just like, stop.
Well, nobody
like short shorts with a beard.
Yeah, but well, people failed, and I watched this from way on. There was in high school, there was kids that were like in the emo scene, and then I watched them all the kids I knew who like bought into like the apparel associated with being like in the emo scene. I watched them all switch as they got a little older into the hipster scene.
Oh yeah,
so that's something no one ever talks about. This is just a person just slowly buying into every single fad that emerges.
Absolutely.
So it's like
we've
you know,
talked about that
and now,
a million times.
Exactly. So yeah. It's like, but there was the emo to hipster switch, which you know I hate talking in these kind of terms, but it was just like I remember being like kids that wore these weird rubber band looking bracelets and had like punky like buttons on their school bags. Traded it in for like just a new set of. I remember watching kids I haven't seen for years. I'd see them again. They'd just be dressed in the way of like what I was like.
Yeah.
I remember when hipsters were coming around. I was like, "Why is everyone dressing like this?" I didn't understand what it was, and like it became a thing you could say. And now it's just all just assume, you know, it's normal.
And now hipsters kind of evolved into
the manning up,
tough guy with a beard,
yeah,
and a tattooed sleeve, and like,
but like conscious and aware of the fact that their masculinity could pose a problem, so like they have to. Like,
oh, very.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah.
They do that question talk that the women do.
Oh, yeah, the NPR.
It's like, I'm not trying to be offensive. It's like, oh, my God, you just did.
Yeah, that's weird. That's a weird thing nobody ever talks about, how they just all switch. It's
up
like,
talk. That's the name of it. It's called up talk.
Yeah. And so I get to, like, I'm around all these. I'm a stay-at-home dad. I'm with my kids during the day, so I go to do these things. And it's like trying to. Oh, by the way, I keep bringing up your podcast to see if they're cool.
Yeah.
I just to check. Oh, and I did. I can't remember his name. I did bump into one guy that did listen to your podcast. So if you're listening,
that reminds
now,
me, I got to shout out Carpy and Booty, dude. The Bulls.
What's up, Elite?
When I was walking in my car today, this guy, he pulled over and was like, he lowered his window down. I was like, look at this fucking shirt, dude. Look at the shirt. He was wearing a Matt and Shane shirt.
Damn.
Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah.
Carpy and Booty.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Elite dogs.
So you're saying you see dads.
Yeah, and they're just like...
How are they hanging out with?
So what they do is they try to... I don't want to say relate to the women, but they try to make it seem like, oh, yeah, we're like moms too.
What?
Right?
Well, yeah, because being a mom is powerful.
Exactly.
So now men are like, I'm that.
So you can't. You also can parent your child as a father, right?
Yeah.
But it's like they're trying to parent their kids as male moms.
Whoa.
It's really.
Is that because they're like, I don't understand? Are they like? Do you think these guys are jammed up about the fact that they're staying home and they're not like the breadwinner?
Hold on, don't pause. You guys keep
go ahead.
It's because nobody really knows what anything means, right? So you have little boys who are naturally like aggressive. They want to jump on things, climb on things, and be aggressive, bump into each other, throw each other down and stuff. And that is a great release for little boys.
Yeah.
They go do that. Like little girls, they go in a corner and talk shit about each other, even at a really early age. They start isolating. That's a good release for little girls.
You've watched that?
Yes. Like at 3-4 years old, that already happens.
Damn.
Like they'll get in little groups and they'll be like, well, these girls like this toy and these girls like this. And it's like they start separating and they'll have like a group of people and they really early on, you see girls, they like name their group.
Yeah, I've said this before. I think the female ego's aggression is rooted in exclusivity.
100%.
So that's the female aggressive move, is to like find someone and exclude them.
And they play with it. Because this is something they're going to be using for the rest of their life. So they have to learn how to use it as them. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So, because each person doesn't get to use it the same way. Like the fat, tall girl doesn't get to use it the same way the petite, pretty girl.
Their exclusionary powers are limited.
Different.
Whoa.
They have to use different tactics, right? So they could probably reach the same heights of power, but the methodology behind them are going to be vastly different.
Damn, dude. Talking about little girls excluding each other on the playground.
Yeah.
Fat bastard, shut the door.
Shane, fat bastarded his way into the room.
Where's your drink?
So what's up? Yeah, I'm like,
No, I saw when you said that cut a little. He's like, I just fucking told you.
No,
it didn't cut, but go ahead.
When you said that, I did notice when you're telling that story, I'm like, you don't, when people hit you with fat, it fucking pisses you off.
Well, all right. It's tough to show vulnerability on here, but
you're just going to be punished.
Yeah. No,
I got fat bullied.
It's just a thing where it's like, if you're saying that, like, it's any it doesn't hurt my feelings. Yeah. It hurts my feelings to know someone thinks they're hurting me.
Yeah.
That's when it bothers
dude,
me.
It,
then, like, if you called me that,
yeah,
if I I would
if
come
you
at
thought
you,
I was genuinely
I would
being
bring
like,
down the hammer.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not going to. Because I respect you.
I was fat. I got teased. Yeah. For, I have lingering fat insecurities.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the I got teased viciously for being fat. But they didn't really, like, I don't know. Doesn't,
yeah, I just used it to my powers. Dude.
Yeah.
I just became an elite offensive lineman.
We were literally just talking about how he was saying watching young girls and how all they can, their power is kind of like, I think I said this before on the podcast.
Being
before,
sluts?
Being sluts, but within intergroup between them, it's being like exclusive. Like, women are aggressive through exclusion of others.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they'll cut, they'll be like, not invite someone somewhere. And he was saying he's watching like 3 year olds, like, click up and like push people out. Like, we like this and like kind of like edging people out.
Yeah, no, do it over like preference of toys or like colors.
Yeah, you know, he was saying how
whatever they can find different to say we're this
builds
and they're that.
Girls watching them do that differently.
Yeah, and when men do that now. And it's a real feminine fucking move. Like, you see it in like when cliques, like, especially in comedy, though.
Yeah.
It's like somebody will walk over to a table and, like, we don't talk to them. Like, gay shit.
Didn't the Woodman just get, like, dumped?
I think that was older.
Okay.
I think that was an old thing
it's
that
old
took
news.
Place. But yes.
Still, so yeah. Funny.
The Woodman and another Philly comic, they had to break up because the other comic was like, I can't hang out with you anymore because of who you associate with.
It's just pretty funny.
Can I just say this?
Sure.
Chris Wood, I fucking love you. Like, I'm not saying that had something to do with me, but do I know that you've always had my back no matter how much this scene has ever tried to turn on me. So I appreciate
that.
Yeah. Like,
Woods,
I fuck with Wood heavy. But, to finish what I was saying though about the boys and the dad. So, like, you know how like little boys like to roughhouse with each other and it's super healthy. And the dads are trying to put a kibosh on that shit right away, but they're not doing it as if they're like going over there and directly doing it with the boys. It's like the kind of like if I was trying to impress Shane and like you were doing something fucked up, I'm like, Matt, calm the fuck down.
Oh, no, look at
you know?
Them. Oh,
and it's like, yeah. you're not doing that for your kid because that's bad what you're doing for your kid. And you're teaching him to like acquiesce to strangers for no reason at all.
Kids are really perceptive too.
Yes.
Ew.
Very perceptive. And you know, I think, you know, cause I was a super perceptive kid and I grew up with a mom who was like on drugs and shit. Mm. So you're hyper aware of the fact that you're hyper aware.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Cause there's more stuff to be aware of. So like one of the things as a parent, I was always making sure I'd never convince myself that the kid doesn't understand what's going on because they have to. They need to. Like little babies are more tuned in to like social cues than us because that's their only method of communication and survival at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So they're learning, they're picking up really quickly, like happy face, angry face. Like, you know, don't call him
dad's
this.
Being a pussy to that lady.
Exactly.
Ew, dude.
Exactly.
Ew. So they're the guy's just like, boys. Boys won't be boys. Excuse me.
I'm gonna immediately
break this up. Excuse me, lady. Okay. Yeah. God, that sucks.
And I don't, so I can't say anything.
Do you ever offer them like weed edibles? Like, yo, you want a weed edible? See if they're cool.
I feel like they're too mellow. They need something to give them some coke.
That's
like,
some just coke. Make
the fuck up.
Give them some booze.
Give them some booze.
Yes.
Loose, yeah, but those little, the dorks, they freak out when they booze. Because then they have to confront that level of like,
oh, yeah.
That like,
well, also, oh,
I'm
I mean,
mad. I shouldn't be mad.
Like, yeah. Also, like, if you take this back to historical context and it's like, you're in a tribe. Everyone's like the dudes are going out doing their thing and then one guy's like I'm gonna chill back, I'm gonna hang with the chicks and watch the kids. Everyone like, dude, no you're fucking not.
Yeah.
Come on,
get out here.
Yeah, like no, because
get
like,
some grass stains with the rest of us pussy.
Well, no, yeah. Not even that, it's like you could just start fucking everybody's, I mean, you could, well, whoever's wife would fuck around, you could enter yourself as an eligible person.
I mean,
to start that
100% like women, they kind of like they gain attraction by proximity.
Yeah.
Like, I can, if you describe a hot enough chick to me, like, I'd fall in love with her right now.
you know
what I mean? Like, you can't really do that for a woman. Like, a woman has to be around a guy, like, being nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this guy gets to hang around these women outside of the social structure of men, so he gets to act like he's something completely different.
Which is
something they would never want.
That's a work husband.
Yeah.
Yes, dude. Well, there's Native American folklore talking about, there's like apparently the tricky coyote, and like it'll be a dude who'll stick his dick in like a strawberry patch and like trick women. It's kind of, I think they're talking about this. There's dudes out here tricking. Yeah,
it's a popcorn movie trick.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing it back then.
Yeah. 100%.
Must have been sick to wait in a bush back then. Like, you didn't have like food or anything ready, but you're like, I'm going to put my dick in this bush. Someone's going to touch it.
They must have done some just the craziest shit on earth.
Oh my God.
They, like, no, like, just.
There was no rules. I mean, there were, but.
That's how the rules developed.
Yeah, the rules developed. Yeah.
Like, all right,
you
can't put your dick as a strawberry. You can't do that.
Yeah, the first 100 rules were all genital related.
There's dick tricks.
A lot of them
dude.
Were, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there's,
I mean,
dick tricks.
I don't know if I have it anymore because I scrap all my material I'm starting over, but I had this joke about, like, early on, like, men were probably fucking the dirt. Mm-hmm. Just, like, fucking the dirt. The for fuckable, sure. fuckable dirt.
Men still are.
It still happens, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, men are fucking, I know, like, 10 guys that have fucked a couch.
Yeah, I can say for sure, like, the first time I was on the beach, I kind of, like, was seeing what was good with the sand. I remember,
you know what I mean?
In the sand and be like, okay.
It's like, why not?
All right.
Why not?
If you get the sand in the right direction, it's kind of smooth.
Really?
Yeah, it can be. You feel the sand?
Yeah, you kind of got to bore it.
Gotta watch out for those seashells, though, boy.
Never fuck the sand.
Yeah, you got
to. I didn't fuck it. I just kind of like. I dry humped it. Yeah, when I was little. When I was little, if I laid on something.
Dick out or
no, 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 no.
Yeah, in your bathing suit, that might feel good.
But it was just the surface. I was like, because like sand is like, you can kind of, it's kind of malleable. You can like move it around real quickly and shape it. So I was kind of like, I remember just like digging out a little bit and getting like a little bird hump and being like, all right, man, I got a little foxhole for my bird. Being little bit.
What's great is some dude like probably came by later, like some nature expert was like, this is probably like a sea turtle. Like a baby sea turtle came out, right? Just some kid's dick imprint in the sand. I don't know what kind of animal made this.
Just me looking up at my mom, stop. I'm like, I'm not doing anything, mom. That's too fucking funny.
Hell yeah,
dude. What else is cracking?
What are you doing jujitsu, bro?
Just out there, you know,
just
choking
grinding.
People just yeah
just
fun,
choking
man.
People
it's fun. I really want Matt to get back into it and you to get into it.
No, I'm not doing that.
I'm all yoga right now, dude.
Yeah,
I'm all yoga. Sick.
Nice. I didn't even know you were doing that.
Yeah. I just like going, I just like sweating profusely.
Yeah, dude,
I don't care what I'm doing. If you can get me to sweat that much, it's like the best feeling in the world.
He's getting jacked from yoga. I went to his house the other day. He was in a tank top. Yeah. Just got some yoga,
no,
dude.
It's no big deal.
Had those yoga muscles flaring.
Ooh. It's no big deal. I only went twice.
Oh, you went twice?
Yeah, I went twice.
It was one of the days I went
will say.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much was. You get, like, they come around afterwards and, like, give you, like, a little, like, massage and stuff. It's kind of nice.
Oh, man.
Like, when you're done, you'll get, like, it's funny, too. Like, you raise your hand saying, like, I don't want to be touched. Because they go around and, like, adjust you. Some lady like fully had my butt, and I
had you by the haunches.
Had me at the haunches, dude. And I'm doing like a full, like, I forget what it's even called, but like it's basically like when you stretch out your hip flexors for football, but you're like your one leg's all the way forward and your knee's bent, and you're just like kind of like stretching out.
Yeah.
She grabbed my ass, and I was like, God, my ass is so fucking wide and powerful. And like the whole time she's grabbing me in my head, it's like, she's probably fucking loving this, right? And I'm like,
you think she's in
her chakras?
I just bang, bang, bang. There's a part of my brain that's just like, oh, dude, she's fucking loving this. My butt, dude, is fucking so wide and strong. I'm going to get real into the stretch right here. So,
really?
Yeah, that's definitely going on.
Yeah, she
level.
Knows it, too. That's why she did it.
Oh,
his
sure.
form is terrible. Let me touch right.
Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, I'm all, like, twisted up, like,
yeah, it's the form correction button.
I'm like, dude, she saw me, dude. She knows. I'm like, I'm not like these other guys in here, dude. There's something about me.
Damn. The yoga stuff gets a little weird to me.
Dude, then they'll
there's
come.
There's, like, a lot of fucking, like, sexuality involved.
Oh,
and
big
it's
time,
like,
dude. Big time. Suck your tummies in. I love when they say suck your tummies in. And I suck my stomach in. And I'm just like looking at them like, do you see how hard I sucked my tummy in for you?
Jesus Christ.
I've learned something really interesting. So after doing jujitsu and watching women in, you know, like sports bras, like tiny shorts, grappling each other, it does nothing for them when they're trying to kill each other. But like anytime women are in unison or cooperating. It's sexy as fuck.
Horny for that.
Dude, just any
wow. Sid's black, by the way.
Yeah,
Sidney is black.
So let me give you the science.
I'm gonna give you the science,
right?
No, I'm saying he's allowed to be sexist.
yeah.
I'm just saying.
No. So like, you know, when women are all doing the same, like wearing tiny clothes,
sure.
Like walking sporadically or like being catty to each other, nothing.
Yeah.
But if they're wearing tiny clothes, all doing the same moves at the same time, it's just like, oh my God, this is kind of nice.
Talking about cheerleading, bro.
That's nice. Cheerleading's nice, right?
That's why.
College, collegiate cheerleading's nice.
Yeah,
so, that's a good. Yeah, that's good. You're optimistic.
I had a pretty good interaction. I think you guys would appreciate. I had
And, it's just two autists roast Shane right
now. Yeah.
I'm all
right. Yeah. No, I had some, I was at the park with my family, and I had these, like, again, I'm not trying to stereotype anybody, but please these do. Teenage black kids trying to smoke a blunt right next to where we were.
Was everyone looking at you to go squash it?
Well, I mean, as soon as they settled right in my area, I just walked straight over to them and squashed. Because like, they were ramping up. It didn't just, so we got there to the park and they were already hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And we were already cramping their style because they had like some black boys, some black chicks, and like a two or three fat white chicks that they had there. Sure. You know, they were
sworn in.
Yeah. Yeah. They were trying to do all the stereotypes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we got there, we kind of disrupted that. And
it's a tough squad to break up.
It, not really, because so young white chicks see parental authority and they start to acquiesce immediately.
Really?
Young black boys see authority and they start ramping up. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And so the more they ramp up to parental authority, the more the white girls are like, this doesn't feel right. You know?
But then they want to keep their fat whites in check. So when the whites get disturbed, they're like, all right, I better chill.
So no, a couple girls, a couple of the black chicks noticed the discomfort and they peeled off with the two white chicks. Like, let's just go.
Let's
over
get
here.
The fuck out of
yeah,
here.
Let's get out of here. So the alpha dickhead was like, yo, let's go roll up. And they walked to the dugout, which was away from where we were. There was a baseball field at the park we go to. And they rolled up and I was like, as long as they stay in there, we're cool.
Yeah.
They walked back out to cross where we were on the playground to go to the basketball court, but they all walked through the playground like past me. Like, and Ansley, my wife, is just playing with the kids, like jacked as fuck, completely oblivious. Like, she doesn't care. Yeah. Like, she walks around with this mentality is like, I don't care, because if it goes down, I'll fuck shit up.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So me, I'm like always like, is this happening? So they walk past me.
How old were they?
I would say like 14 to like 17, 18.
Yeah.
You know? And like I was saying to Ansley, like, I guarantee you they're not in school and should be, and all of them have learning disabilities. They were like those black kids, like with the S posture, but they're always jacked and they don't work out. You know what I'm talking about? Like, they got that sway in their back and they're like fucking ripped.
It's like, if there's no shirt on, you're like, that's normal, that's fine.
Yeah.
You're it's not just, at any point. Like, look at this guy with his shirt off. What a dickhead. You're like, no, okay,
yeah,
it's cool.
He was wearing like a tight wife beater, but with the holes cut out even more.
What?
So he was like wearing no shirt, you know?
Shit.
And, so they go over to the basketball court.
That shit posture. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about now. And they weren't wearing them, but they, in my mind now, I still see them with do-rags on, but they weren't wearing them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they go light up on the and then they come back to the playground and stop right where we are and start smoking. And one of the dudes, he was like a little bit smaller guy. He just wasn't feeling right about it. And he was like, let's just go over to the pavilion. Maybe 8 feet further away from us. They're sitting on these benches. As soon
one
as
of
they,
the dads was like, all right, I'm not. I'm
dude, fine. All the other fucking parents, they like got distance enough from the situation so that they couldn't hear or smell what was happening, but left their fucking kids to play.
What?
Yeah, they didn't assume any responsibility. Yeah.
They all pussied out. Like, I guess they would have ran and got their kids if it got bad, but it's
blood
like.
Smoke got thick.
Dude, it's like the distance. Whatever.
Yeah,
again, like, these dudes are pussies.
They pussied out,
They're pussies.
Also, it's like, it's not exactly like a Sunday afternoon. You, like, break up a two black teenagers smoking a blunt at the park. It's like, any, like, white dad is like, I'm not fucking up.
Yeah,
they're probably just like.
That's also fair.
Yeah,
that's
you don't end up on
please let the blunt
video.
End. Please let the blunt end.
Oh, no, that was definitely a World Star video waiting to happen.
Although, you know, you still have to be like, yo. Also, if you're just like, you guys just fucking take that shit down there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So now I'm trying to play the momentum of their group. So I just saw the little dude convince him, let's not stand here, this is disrespectful. So as soon as they sat down, I walked over.
Yeah.
Like, I needed them to settle in because he was still being a little like, he wanted to stay where he was. So as soon as they sat down, I walked over and I said to him, I was like, y'all got to keep that moving.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a fair thing to say. I didn't try to be their dad.
Yeah.
And as soon as I said that, they got up and started moving. He went and put the blunt out, and then they walked back to the basketball court, but all, like, they all took their turn to walk right by me, and
they synced up. Did that get you horny?
It was kind of.
Just the dudes were coming, or all they got back with their babes?
No, the when I told them they got to keep that moving, like the girls got up and they just went a different direction.
They didn't get their base.
Reunified.
They didn't get their fat whites. Their black dudes are like sheepdogs for fat whites. They got to herd them around.
Yeah, they well
they bark at them and nip at them.
That's probably why they were upset with me. It was like we scattered our fucking white chicks.
Our herd's lost.
You know how long it takes to herd these bitches?
True, dude. They got if you see like a fat white chick in the wild, it's like a wild horse, dude. You got to jump and break. Yeah. You got to break them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they scatter.
Yeah, they go graze. They're out grazing. And that black dog starts. Black guy starts barking at him like a sheepdog. He's like, come here, Mark. Come here. And she starts walking.
Yeah. That's how black guys.
So they just, but they can't walk by you.
Yeah, they all walk by me. So it was like I had to stand my ground. You know what I mean? I had to like square up. And
interesting like, choice of words. All
right, so you had to stand your ground against black teens.
Yeah, I did. I did not. Damn, not on my lawn.
And all the other parents came back. I'm guessing right afterwards they were like, "Oh wait, look, the bun smoke's gone."
Yeah, I mean, I was so annoyed by that point. It was just like, let's just get out of here.
I remember my dad doing when I was little. We'd be in a pizza place, and like if young guys were cursing, he'd go over and be like, "You guys keep that down, huh?
Yeah,
have some respect." And he'd do it like
young white guys.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
you don't hit a black guy with that.
To be fair, my dad's very. He would drive through Chester, and if he saw a young black kid with his pants down, he'd be like, "Hey, pull your goddamn pants up!" And they'd be like, "Fuck you, dude." Yeah, my dad was pretty equal with it.
Oh, nice.
Like, hey, put your fucking pants up! You look like a jackass. They'd be like, "Fuck you, man."
Nice.
Yeah, no, it is. It is
That's
it
easy
is
from the car, though.
Oh, for sure.
That's not at the diner.
Yeah.
That's not in person.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm pretty fucking brave in a car.
That's true.
I'll yell out some hate.
Do you?
You've seen it.
Well, I mean, my dad was just trying to... Well, I
know you're not that brave as a passenger in a car.
What's that?
I know you're not that brave as a passenger in a car.
What happened?
Well, Shane made me give up a spot to this dickhead. So we were coming into Philly, and there was this parking spot. We were trying to go to an open mic, and there was a parking spot. On a night when it's difficult to get parking spots on Sansom Street, right?
Oh, God.
Beautiful parking spot.
Right now.
Even Shane, who can't parallel park, could have parked in this parking spot, right? Uh-huh. So I go to park, and there's this guy standing there. He's wearing, like brown loafers, tight skinny jeans, like a cool, like, athletic jacket, but for fashion, you know?
Yeah.
Like a wealthy white guy, and he's got this look on his face. He's just shaking his head, looking at me And I didn't like the way he was doing that. It was like he was trying to intimidate me.
Yeah, there was
an
old
bit.
Woman in the restaurant, and they were trying to park their car in front of the restaurant.
You see this
so
shit?
That the elderly woman could get in the car.
We did know that.
Once he said it.
And when he said it, I was like, okay. When he said it, I
you
said
sure?
okay. But I didn't want, I wanted
yeah,
him to,
went,
I wanted,
nah,
but
nah.
I wanted him to like, because he was such a dick about
he was looking
it,
at
I wanted
you,
him
you
to sweat
in the mirror,
a little.
And he was going like, "No, absolutely not."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. And then so
that's
then
one way to look at it. Or he was just like, "You can't park it." He wasn't
Shane.
Saying no, absolutely
okay.
not.
Okay,
he was
Shane,
just there like,
you tell me,
hey.
Was he saying it in a peaceful way or was he being intimidated?
I do not recall.
Dude, he that recalls. Was, he recalls.
I do not recall.
He admitted it in the car. So
I do not recall. I did not admit anything.
He was belligerent.
So he was just being a dick. And so I was about to park there.
How old was the lady?
Well, we didn't. Did we see?
We didn't get to see.
We didn't get to see because we ended up leaving,
okay,
right? And so it wasn't.
He was like, "Hey guys, my mom's in there. Do you mind not parking here?"
That's not what happened.
Where was the car?
Right.
He was trying. Listen, he was trying to bully us, and then so I started parking there, and then he's screaming.
Was he
he's
really
screaming about it? Like about his mom, and it wasn't his mom. Wasn't in the restaurant. They took the car around the block. And they're coming back around. They were going to park the car so that she can have an easy walk to the restaurant. And he's like screaming this shit. And
I mean, dude, if you come back and spot's gone, you're in trouble.
Well, he's lucky. He's lucky because the fact that we took so long and like held that area, having that back and forth,
the car actually did show up.
The car had time to show up and get that spot.
Oh, that's
so
right?
I'm sitting on passenger side. It's on the right side. He's in my window.
I've been that dude in a spot.
The fight's
before.
Going over
I'm
top
in
of
between Sid and this guy yelling at each other. I'm new to the city. Yeah. I'm new to the city. This is first year.
Oh my
I'm
god!
Months into living in the city, where I'm just like, how are people acting like this? how the fuck are people acting like this?
And it's like, oh,
Sid's like no point, way this motherfucker is going to get the best of us. And I'm like,
he's not getting the best of us.
He's like, why us?
He's not getting the best of us.
And then Shane's I think you should just give him the spot. Dude, it was like,
here's the fucking spot.
Here's the funniest part about it. Because Shane's a giant, right? Shane's a giant. So, like, I'm looking over. And he didn't put his seat back, but he's like shrinking in the seat. He's just like so small.
I wanted out of that situation.
Dude, at one point, it's like I'm looking like past him. I don't even see Shane. I just only see the dude.
Dude.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Imagine you're in the car, just a black autistic dude, and some guy that's like, could you guys kindly move your car? My elderly mother is trying to walk into this ride. He's like, you're not taking advantage of me. You think you can bully us? And I'm like, you can bully me.
That's funny because I get into this with Brittany a lot. I'll be like, a car will stop, and I'm like, all right, someone will stop the car in the middle of the street. I'm like, I give it like 2 minutes, or like a minute. I'll wait. Brittany will reach across from me and be like, meh, and honk my horn, and an old lady comes hobbling out. Everyone just looks at me, and I'm like,
yeah.
I do have very low tolerance for that.
Yeah.
Well, parked car in the street, I am livid.
Yeah, exactly. But like, I'll chill a minute.
Tough.
But Brittany's like, fuck this. Why would you wait? This is annoying. And I'm like, yeah, but like, I'm a white dude. If there's like an old black lady coming out of a house, and I'm like, meh, meh. It looks bad.
Yeah.
So she'll I've told her, I've banned her from the space of my horn. I'm like, you cannot, I'm driving, therefore I operate the horn. You are not allowed to operate the horn.
Yeah. It's a good move.
But I will say, when I'm in the passenger seat and she's driving, a car stops, she's like, man, I'm sitting there like, well, that's what you get. You're in the street. Same thing at Walmart.
She's right.
The same thing at Walmart, dude. When I'm like, I'm following behind her, she's like, excuse me, move. I'm like, excuse me.
See,
like
an old
Asian lady.
That's the thing about that person in the relationship, because I'm clearly the Brittany in my relationship. Anytime something like that happens, like, well, not just because I'm black, but again, I'm not saying Brittany's autistic, but anytime something like happens, like the first thing Amber does, she looks at me and goes, please don't be autistic right now.
Right? It's like a good fella. Okay, spider.
But my point is, I'll do the opposite, where I'll just let things happen, and that's a whole different problem.
I don't know if that's a problem, because it's like, if someone disrespects you, like, whatever,
not disrespect, but just like, and this is my whole point of the interaction grid, is you just like slowly put up with stuff at an incremental level, to where next thing you know, you're married at 26, you're living in New Jersey, all this happened through like very little like concessions.
Yeah, it's tough though. Like I get through that. I do that a lot in stand up. Like forever, I would just put up with anything.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. I'll do it for fucking $100.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Like, I'll do that. And then once you start standing up for yourself, people do hate you.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
too.
People are instantly like, he's a fucking asshole. And it's like, nah.
You're interacting the flow of all that interaction. Yeah. It's like there's been this clear pattern. And as soon as you break it, it disrupts the whole grid. And then you just spawn back around you and whatever. You lose and shake off. It's like,
It's weird because there is a way that people want to like treat you as you are to them. That you kind of have to let them have, like you can't fight every battle of every person's perception about you, so you just like let them have that. Because like for me, I feel like a lot of people, like I come off as like an authority figure, as like overly intense, or as
this is my fucking spy, you bitch, get the fuck.
First of all, but that's the thing. When I get in those situations with the people, like, so the reason why I come off as autistic in those situations is because I don't escalate.
If someone approaches me being like, no, absolutely no, I flip out.
Well, if that's how the story is presented to you.
Yeah.
Or if someone's like,
dude, Shane is completely covered. Like, dude,
he hit you with the white guy. Just that. Like,
what do you look like?
Let me see.
Shades on, sunglasses.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you this. When we were pulling off, the first thing Shane said was, sorry, I was a bitch in that situation.
Now, in hindsight, do you think maybe I was trying to appease a autistic man who just got in a fight? Do you think maybe I was just like, this is meaningless, I'll just say this to him?
Did you feel like I was hostile afterwards? Did you feel like I was like upset?
You're never hostile afterwards.
Exactly. Yeah. So we were right back to normal.
For sure.
And you were back to normal. Dude, you were back.
Because for me, it's like, okay, now we're back to normal and I can start making fun of Shane. But he was still like fucking rattled by it.
I remember seeing it. So it was
like, I had to wait for like
woman.
2 days before I could bring that back
you
up.
You guys
again.
Drove together every day.
Yes.
I remember seeing an old woman with a cane. I'd be like, he wasn't lying.
Yeah, no, he wasn't lying. Stop. He wasn't lying. He definitely wasn't lying.
It happens.
Yeah, I was okay. I just...
Dude,
I wasn't... nothing changed.
Yeah, no, it was fun. It was fun. It was just a funny situation to see... Because it was like, I just felt like that would have been exactly the dude Shane would have been bullying in a comedy show. He was such
a
dick.
In a comedy show? 1,000,000%.
Yo, I'm always on stage, dog.
Well,
it's time to go. It's time to go.
Something you gotta work on.
It's my interaction grid.
Yes, you're in. Yeah. Well, that's the strange.